Chapter 29, Section 3. A Global Conflict. Before you read. In the last section, you read how the war was fought in Europe. In this section, you will learn how the war affected the world. War affects the world. What other areas of the world were involved? The Allies hoped to take a part of the Ottoman Empire called the Dardanelles. The attack failed with a great loss of life. A more successful operation was headed by a British officer named T.E. Lawrence. He helped lead an Arab revolt against Ottoman rule. As a result, the Allies were able to capture several important cities in Southwest Asia. Japan took German colonies in China and the Pacific Ocean. The Allies captured 3 of the 4 German colonies in Africa. The British had used their strong navy to block all supplies from reaching Germany. The Germans responded by increasing their submarine attacks on ships bringing food and supplies to the Allies. They used unrestricted submarine warfare. This meant sinking any ship without warning in the waters around Great Britain. When American ships were sunk and lives were lost, the American people grew angry. Then the British intercepted a secret message from Germany to Mexico. This message asked Mexico to ally itself with Germany. In return, Germany offered to help Mexico regain land lost to the United States in the 1840s. In April 1917, Congress declared war on Germany. Question 1. What areas outside of Europe were affected by the war? War affects the home front. What happened on the home fronts? By 1917, the war had already killed millions. It had drastically changed the lives of millions more, people at home as well as soldiers. This Great War, as it was called, was a total war. It demanded all the resources of the countries that fought it. Governments took control of factories. It told them what to produce and how much of it to make. Governments also used rationing. This limited how much food and other goods people could buy and hold. That way, armies in the field would have the supplies they needed. Governments used propaganda to get support for the war. They also took steps to stop dissent or opposition to the war. With so many men in the military, women played a growing role in the economies of the countries at war. They worked in factories, offices, and shops. They built planes and tanks, grew food, and made clothing. These changes had an impact on people's attitudes toward what kind of work women could do. Question 2. What were 3 ways that the war affected people's day-to-day lives? The Allies win the war. Why did the Allies win? In 1917, the United States entered the war, and Russia left it. Suffering during the war chipped away at the Russian people's support for the Tsar. In March, he stepped down. The new government hoped to continue fighting the war, but the Russian armies refused. Just months later, a new revolution broke out. Communists seized Russia's government. They quickly made a treaty with Germany and gave up huge amounts of land in return for peace. In March 1918, Germany tried one final attack. Once again, the German army nearly reached Paris, but the soldiers were tired and supplies were short. The Allies, now with fresh American troops, drove the Germans back. Bulgaria and the Ottoman Empire surrendered. In October, a revolution overthrew the Emperor of Austria-Hungary. In November, Kaiser Wilhelm II was forced to step down in Germany. The new government signed an armistice, an agreement to stop fighting. On November 11, 1918, Europe was finally at peace. Question 3. What were the final problems that Germany and Austria-Hungary faced? The legacy of the war. What was the cost of the war? World War I had a devastating effect on the world. About 8.5 million soldiers had died. Another 21 million had been wounded. Countless civilians had suffered as well. The economies of the warring nations had suffered serious damage too. Farms were destroyed and factories ruined. One estimate said the war had caused $338 billion in damage. The war also had an emotional cost. People felt all the suffering did not seem to have a purpose. The art and literature of the years after the war reflected a new sense of hopelessness. Question 4. Name one political, economic, and emotional cost of the war.